All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, exactly. No pickleball discussion today. Let's get this, train back on the tracks. Rico finished an amazing phone call pre-show answering a call and saying, "What's up, chainsaw?" Like, or caveman.
Right.
I'm like, the hell kind of phone call we taking here 10 minutes before the show?
That's caveman.
Okay.
Frat brother of mine.
We have a lot of football, but Rico, I'm excited to, I want to bring something up. We are 50 days from the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The big 5-0. And I have a declaration to make. I want to speak something into existence. And I think it's going to put a particular fan base into a bit of a quagmire, if you will.
The Jarius Sneed to
no.
The Lions?
Oh, no, no, no. No, I honestly have given up that pursuit. I know what I want, and I think they've given us an indication they don't see the world that way. That's okay. No, this is different. I am going to speak something into existence because I am becoming convinced that it's going to happen. And I need to know if you, the people, are going to root for this player to succeed, knowing it will make me insufferable. Either way, I will be insufferable with this player. And I want to, here's the headline today, as we sit here on a Monday. I'm taking Go Blue and bringing him to Big Blue because I want to tell you something. I am going to officially endorse and adopt and eventually get David, the man in that grotesque Steelers hat, that yellow, I mean, David, you look like a stick of butter. I'm going to bring David to the forefront. David will pray for this to happen the week of the draft. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a New York football giant. I am going to be meditating under the goalposts. I'm going to be popping pads. And we're going to draft that beautiful weirdo.
See, we talked about this.
J.J.'s going to be a giant. The Giants' odds to draft McCarthy have pulled almost even with the Denver Broncos. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, here's the question.
Wait. Because whenever we talked about this while you were gone, full disclosure, it was followed by the chair drop.
To say
Mike
no.
And JJ equals chair drop.
I'm going to say this again because I think we know. You and I know things that the average people don't. There are a lot of stupid people out there. If you actually think I would not root for a player if drafted by my team, you're an idiot. Oh, no, I'll be the biggest JJ McCarthy fan on the planet. See, I can hate his guts when he plays for the cheaters and best. Does a bunch of look at me nonsense. But if you become a New York Giant, oh no, I'm going to throw my support behind J.J. McCarthy. I'm going to start meditating. But here's the question I have. And this is for Go Blue Nation. I may start doing little look at me photos where I stand and watch Rico, David, and Kenny do the show, and I'm standing far away going, golly gee, maybe someday I get to do that. If you're a Michigan fan, are you going to root for this to happen, knowing it will make Lord Sparty, me, it'll bring me joy if JJ's good. I'll be insufferable. Or if he's terrible, which I
he becomes your Tom Brady. He goes to the Giants, and he's the next Eli Manning, leads you to two Super Bowls.
I'll be insufferable. Because Michigan fans won't get the joy out of it, because I'll be effusive in my praise of their man. And they'll know that a Michigan player has brought me immense joy. Mm-hmm. But here's the other side. Oh, if he's bad with the Giants, he becomes my whipping boy. He becomes a little voodoo doll I carry around in my pocket and just stab 50 times a day. See, this is going to be radio gold. But I'm telling you,
it's why
Big Blue and Go Blue are getting married. The Giants are taking JJ at 6. Let's go.
Hey, fellas, back there, quick sidebar. Okay. Let's turn this mic off. Quick sidebar, just me, David, and Kenny. This is what I was talking about when he was gone. I want this to happen. I need this to happen. I need this more. I'm more desperate for this to happen than a fish in a leaky garbage bag. Okay. I want this. Mike, it's a win-win. Because if they start winning, he has to now become a JJ fan.
That's right.
JJ is the new Eli. And you know, he'll find some reason to still make fun of JJ. But if they lose, every Monday. Yep. Now, I'm with you. Look, it makes it, when they're no longer there, like I can root for Ambry Thomas, Jake Moody, until you miss a field goal and then I don't like you anymore. But, yeah, once you move on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter where you played school, where you played as.
The odds right now, Broncos are almost 5-1 to take him. The Giants are 5-1. J.J. McCarthy to the Big Apple. Michigan fans, can we find common ground? Can we both be supportive of our, not your man, not my man, but our man? But I'll tell you, Rigo, I've said this to you before. One of my favorite Giants of all time was Imani Toomer. He's a Wolverine. It doesn't matter to me. I want to win. I'm dying to win. My football team's terrible. But 50 days from the draft, I think the momentum for Go Blue to meet Big Blue, JJ to the Big Apple.
The only thing that would make this better.
David wants to puke.
No, David, the only thing that would make this better, the Giants move up, swap picks with the Arizona Cardinals at 4, and also give up their first round pick for next year for JJ.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, that,
you know
now,
what?
No. Whoa. Why would they do that? Who's taking JJ higher than 6?
Well, no, I mean, because...
What are you doing to me?
No, because you have the Raiders and you have the Broncos, so you may need to trade up with Arizona sits in that perfect spot.
Oh, it makes it even better. Because then I get to hold JJ to a standard that'll be almost impossible to meet. But
so, David, as you know, as they say in the good book, we're 2 or 3 agree. Me and you, we're 2. Kenny is the third one. We're agreeing.
I'm agreeing.
On this.
I'm with you.
I agree as well. This is going
to
happen.
So here's what I want from the people. I'd like you to introduce me to my man. Because it's clear I don't see the world the way you do. I have no problem drafting JJ in the late first round. I think when you say second round, late first and second are the same thing because the teams oftentimes who need a QB move up from the second to take a guy to beat the other teams. All I've ever said with JJ is I don't get this whole high first round thing because you're basing it all on projection. And while the draft is mostly projection, see, I can flip on the tape of Michael Penix and make determinations of production. I can turn on the tape of Drake May. I can turn on the tape of Caleb Williams. You really can't do that with JJ. When you're only throwing the ball about 15 times a game and you don't play for Air Force, that's kind of a hard analysis. Now, are there flashes where I go, all right, that's straight up like Patrick Mahomes stuff? Yes. Are we drafting on that? It feels like it. I want you to sell me this pen. Sell me JJ to my G-men at 6. Tell me what I'm getting. Tell me how exciting this is. Or are you a rare Wolverine in the cabal? And you actually are brave enough to publicly say, I think the JJ hype's gotten a little out of hand. That while JJ's a good player, while JJ should be taken somewhere in the first round, this is getting a little. Ridiculous. You can do whatever you like because all I'm telling you is this is happening. Go Blue meets Big Blue. In the Big Apple.
But wait, there's more.
No. I'm taking Zinner in the second and Sandra still in the third.
There it is.
And I have a Go Blue revival with the G-Men.
And if he's there in the fourth round?
Corum.
There it is.
And the Giants have just brought Connor Stallions on board as an analyst. He's our late game guru.
Well, good news then, JJ stats will go up.
There it is. I'm even going to hire a pad popper. We're going to hire the guy from the Eagles.
No.
Dom D'Alessandro. He's going to come in and pop the pads.
No, I need you before every game to go up to JJ and, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
You do understand I don't have a problem with this. I'm being totally sincere with you and listener land.
Oh, no. I know you don't.
If you don't have a franchise quarterback, your only goal in life, it's not to be a good dad. It's not to be a good husband. It's not even to be good at your job. It's to go find one. I will take JJ, and if he's terrible, I'll draft somebody next year. I got to try.
You mean I can get you to have JJ in the event that he doesn't live up to that? I no longer have to listen to 2 more seasons you talking about Brock Purdy and the slander that you give me?
Correct.
I am so for this.
Correct.
100%. Come on. I need this.
David, you look disgusted. Kenny looks confused. Let's talk here on a Monday.
I need this.
I am good with JJ on the G-men. Now, here's my question. Would his success with the Giants and making me more insufferable anger you or make you proud of your man?
See, first off, I thought he would have a different reaction, Rico. We talked about this earlier in the week. I thought it would be chair drop all over the place.
No.
Thinking of the thought of JJ being on your team.
I'm going to tuck him under my wing.
See, that angers me because if he gives you success with your Giants, I don't want you to have that. I don't want you to
David,
have that.
David, hold on, but think about this. Let's think another sidebar real quick. Think about this. Eli Manning won this man 2 Super Bowls.
Yes, he did.
Which quarterback does he hate the most?
He still hates Eli Manning.
He hates Eli.
No.
We're having a sidebar,
sir. You lied. You can't sidebar and lie on my name.
We can do whatever we want.
Wait a second. I hate Dave Brown more than Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, mouth breather, yes or no?
Truth.
Okay.
That's physiologically true.
Rico's on the marquee. He can go ahead and he has immunity. He can go ahead and do whatever he wants.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking Eli, he could tell you every stat of Eli's playoff games when he didn't win Super Bowls. He couldn't win games. All the interceptions he threw. Yes. I'm for this.
Come on.
This JJ, has to happen.
JJ
McSizzle.
McSizzle.
I'm going to get you a Giants jersey for Christmas with McSizzle on the back.
If he comes in and has a year like CJ Stroud, I will hand out 20 authentic JJ McCarthy jerseys to David's church.
JJ McCarthy, closer to CJ or closer to Bryce Young?
Probably closer to Paxton Lynch, but I'm going with it. I'm going with it.
Yes.
I want to know where Michigan fans are at with this. Are Michigan fans alive?
I don't think Michigan fans want to see you happy.
And that's my question. Do you almost want to see JJ fail knowing it will hurt me so deeply that not only is he a Wolverine, but he failed me and drove my team into the darkest abyss they've been in since the 70s?
Because right now I think they're like the Alonzo Mourning meme where they're just sitting on the bench like, but wait, Mike's going to be happy. But wait, but JJ's going to be drafted fourth. Okay, yeah. They don't know. They don't know how to feel because I don't think anybody expected this reaction. I wanted this reaction. I knew, and I've seen how passionate you are about the Giants. Yeah, this was a win-win.
JJ cometh to the big city. Come on. 248-539.
Go blue to big blue.
9797. And I'm also going to bring Zinner and Sandra still. In fact, I'm telling Joe Shane, only draft Wolverines.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.